and in studio now we have Owen Kelly, and he's a member of the Youth Community Leaders Programme Health Heroes Campaign. Good morning, Owen. How are you?
Morning. Not a matter.
Okay, give us an idea of what this programme is all about, the campaign rather.
Well, basically for Health Heroes, what we want to do is we want to go out into the community and get people active again. So, like, the north side of Dublin area is generally, statistically, is lower good health, as it were, in this area. So we said, well, we want to try to help combat that. So what we went into is basically get people off the sofa and get them moving a bit. So, like, we're going to do this through a few ways over the course of the next couple of months up until around Christmas time. So, like, our first big event we're doing is actually Saturday, on the Saturday 5th of April. Okay. In the Stardust Memorial Park from 12:30 to 3:30, and it's our launch event. And we're getting, there's going to be a load of different groups from different sports clubs or clubs that will be generally active and be physically active in the community.
Okay, is this the first time you've done something like this?
Some of the young community leaders and the young community innovators would have done some stuff like this, but on a smaller scale.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the reaction is, because, I mean, people, especially, well, I won't say especially, but everybody seemingly are obsessed with technology, and they spend more time on these tablets and e-phones and whatever than they ever did before.
Yeah, well, like, We're trying to get people off the sofa. Like, in my opinion, you can still be active by using them. Like a lot of people like to be walking or running. Mm-hmm. They'd be using, like, their iPhone or their tablets or whatever, or little iPods for the music while they're walking or running. And the same up in the gym, there'd be people with the headphones on. And now a lot of the smart apps that are coming out, yeah, I can actually use them for the fitness trackers on them. Mm-hmm. So they'll actually help you as well.
Yeah, I was just reading, it's funny that, coincidentally, I was just reading an article in one of the papers this morning that sort of, not obese, but being a little bigger than you should be, is becoming the norm now. You know, people are just, that's the way it is. We're eating more now and we're more well off, though a lot of people would disagree with that. But there you go. That's sort of a perception that's out there.
Yeah, no, that is. And, like, we want people to be happy with who they are as well. And, like, we want people to be active and healthy. And, like, the ways we're going to do that is with some of the other activities we're doing is, if you even just up in the Stardust and it's up in Clongriffin Park as well and St. Anne's, do you ever see the exercise equipment around
the
tracks?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What we plan to do is get people in and teach people how to use them properly. Because, like, they're put there, but a lot of people wouldn't know how to use them properly. Mm-hmm. So, and like with all exercise, if you do it wrong, you could actually do more harm than good. So we want groups, we're going to get people along and show them how to use this equipment.
Okay, now this is in conjunction, of course, with the Northside Partnership.
Yeah.
People interested now, say there's someone listening now and they belong to a youth group or, you know, they know some sort of organisation to say, oh, I get my gang involved in that. Is there any contact numbers or what way should they go about it?
Well, I
mean, the 5th of April, that's Saturday week, if I'm not mistaken.
It is Saturday, tomorrow week.
Tomorrow week, yeah.
If they want to be involved, if they want, just give us an email. We have an email, healthheroes@nspartnership.ie.
Okay.
And just show us an email. Say you want to be involved. Like, some of the groups are having, they're going to have stands there on the launch event. So they'll be advertising and doing demonstrations from the groups. So we're going to have, like, dance groups and sports clubs. And they'll be doing demonstrations and be able to show you how to sign up to their clubs and stuff like that as well.
And of course, be looking for all sexes to be involved. It's not just a male thing either.
No.
How's your peers when you announced what you were telling your friends, listen, I'm going to be doing this? What sort of reaction did you get from them?
It was a very good reaction, actually, because a lot of people I'd be talking to, they'd be of the opinion that people need to be, the same opinion as me, that people need to get more active, and the same as the rest of the committee. And they're like, actually, this is a good idea. They're like, they've said, like, people I've talked to have said, I know I'm not the most active, but yeah, I live actually around the corner from there. I'll pop around in the day. Mm-hmm. So the peer reactions have been very good. And, like, not everybody in the Young Community Innovators are involved in the programme, but the ones who aren't have expressed great interest in helping out with the events and getting their clubs and stuff involved as well. So there's been great feedback and enthusiasm from our peers as well.
Yeah, because I often, there's two aspects for me as an older guy. That there's a cosmetic framework in people's heads, like, that if you get thin and that sort of thing, and you look healthy, that you are healthy, but that's not always the case.
No.
You need to be exercising. No. It's none of these fancy diet stuff. So it's not a cosmetic thing. This is real down-to-earth exercise to get you healthy.
And, like, the thing we're doing as well is, we're, like, at the launch event and all the stuff we're doing, we're not just focusing on young people or children or whatever the case is. We're all ages. We're intergenerational. We're everybody can go. There's no exceptions. Like, we're going to be having games for people will take a lot of moving around to not much moving around. There's more to exercising than just going for a run or doing loads of weights and push-ups and whatever. Like, I volunteered in a nursing home before, and they do chair aerobics. And they sit in a chair, they do a bit of moving around, but yet that's their exercise, and it's enough to keep them healthy and fit. And it's fine.
Okay, and it's the remit is quite wide-reaching. You're going around from Dublin 3, 5, 13 and 17, so you've been going around many different areas around.
Yeah, like we decided we go for the areas that would affect us the most as a team, and as Northside Partnerships catchment area as well. So those are the areas we said we'd focus on.
Okay, how many's in the team?
There's 12 on the committee at the moment, and we've got a great support and the funding from the Northside Partnership.
Okay.
So we've support on the committee from members of staff there as well.
Okay, now, as you said, we're starting tomorrow week on the 5th of April. You're doing a coastal walk, and the intergenerational Olympics event, what will that be?
Basically, that's the big event we're going to finish off the year with. So we're going to, what was done a few years ago for a project before was one of the young community leaders, they did an intergenerational Olympic Games. So they had people from nursing homes, age action, and then kids from youth groups who were the age 16 to 18 kind of age. And they mixed them up, put them in groups and sent them around. And our goal is to do something bigger than that and get more people from all ages, young and old, to interact, and as well as get fit, we'll break down the barriers between the two age groups.
Okay, Owen, thank you very much for coming in, and just give us all the details of people who are interested in taking part in this, because it's going to be running from the 5th all the way to the end of the year, so you can dip in and out, I'm sure.
Yeah, like with the events we're doing this year, there's going to be newsletters as well. If pop us an email and we put you on the email list for the newsletters. So like we're starting off the events in April, on the 5th of April from 12:30 to 3:30 in Stardust Memorial Park. We'll be doing coastal walks, activity trails, newsletters, the Intergenerational Olympics to finish it off. And if you want to get in contact with us, show us an email at healthheroes@nspartnership.ie.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Owen Kelly, and he's one of the young community leaders with the Northside Partnerships Health Heroes campaign. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks very much.